All right, we'll get rolling. Tough fight today. We knew this was going to be that, and we had a sense it would come down to the end, and it did. I reminded the team in the locker room, it never comes down to one play. And we certainly had our opportunities all throughout the game to make some. We made some and didn't on some. So when you have a loss like this, it's hard mentally to find a good space to put that. We'll come back to fight, but for them scoring, they had a fake punt, went for a touchdown, an interception, a two-point. We knew this game was going to be about the ball, and it certainly was. But like I said, reminded the team it didn't come down to one, but it is hard to when you have a loss to find a spot for it. So with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game. Let I didn't get a great look at it, and I'll have a better explanation for that tomorrow when we get together. I didn't see the coverage he had or how he took his shot to go get it on that particular play. On the interception that went for the touchdown, I knew the coverage that was there, and he made a good play going. It was an in-breaking route, and he stole one. So, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head right now.
On the fake punt, why did you all call timeout there? Were they lined up to go for it?
It was just that we wanted to go to a different call as we went to against their personnel group. So it was just a little, back and forth match against them and their offense. So it was just a matter of in that situation against the call, we wanted to go to a different spot and see if they'd go to a different spot. So they ended up going different, as did we.
When they showed your punt book, when they finally brought in the punt formation, did you have your normal punt coverage team on the field?
We did. And so hitting it right in the A-gap, which one that we do cover. So it's certainly, especially in that kind of scenario. So, like I said, it's hard to find a spot sometimes for those kind of plays when we talk about where they come right down to it. So,
after the two-point conversion changed the score, did you think about with only one timeout left, onside kicking?
I didn't right there. I thought we had our timeout. I thought we were playing well. We had gotten some stops. And so I really thought we would try to use it and take it, if they got it to the 2 minute, use that as the second timeout and then keep our other one. But I did not think of use as an onside. I thought we kind of found our legs under us defensively. It certainly wasn't that way in the first half, but from about the second quarter on or mid second quarter on, I felt the defense, they kind of got their legs under them and were playing better. So I thought, and Mark, in my opinion on that one, I thought we'd get the stop.
Dan, I'm sorry if you already addressed it, but was Julio banged up there?
He was.
What was it that he had?
He had a lower body injury, but he came back to, come and play. But, yeah, he missed some time and then came back. It was nothing that would keep him out long. Just, in other words, where he got banged up and got right, as players do.
You guys were talking a lot.
Yeah, we communicate a bunch on the sidelines, making sure, he was right and feeling good. And when he was able to come back, he's such a competitor, he was ready to go pretty quick.
Do you all have an update on Jake Matthews' injury that he left?
I don't have. It was a sprain for him, and we'll have more information for you tomorrow. He was not able to return today. Certainly was trying to and going, so we don't. Hopefully don't think it's a long-term issue with him.
How are you all trying to move forward from a tough loss like this?
Yeah, that's part of the game and the world that we live, Led. It's sometimes, like I said at the start of this, it's hard to find a space mentally for tough losses, but that's what it is about. And being tough-minded and having resiliency is what our team totally stands for. So it's hard tonight, but we're going to get right to the truth of it tomorrow and put our plan together to go play at our best next weekend. So that part of our game, our mental toughness, our resiliency, we got a lot of tough competitors. So I expect that part to come to fruition very quickly.
How do you address Matt Ryan's two interceptions that led to the 9 points?
Yeah, he's certainly disappointed in those throws and wants them back. And we'll address him with the team tomorrow.
Your rookies had some missteps there, Keanu and Andre and Dion. Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
You said they had been making progress. I'm sure you hate to see
that. Yeah, I'll go back to look and I do know some missed tackles. Usually that comes down to leverage, and I know those are correctable and fixable. So no need for us to go further than that until I look at the tape with them and get those issues corrected. Tackling still comes down to leverage, owning that leverage and making your hits. And when we have those, usually looks pretty good. When we lose that leverage, oftentimes that's not. So I know those issues, if that's what you're speaking of specifically, we'll get that addressed. I do.
When you have an unbelievably sudden change like that,
yep.
One ahead, one behind.
Yep.
That really is it hard to expect your team to
it's not from an offensive and defensive standpoint, because defense, your mindset would go from, okay, we're getting ready to go 2 minute, and then it shifts into a 4 minute spot. So you're able to quickly get into those worlds for you. So these are the plays we want to go to stop. So you have that little break in time, and right when it happened, that's kind of what we shifted, you know, from a 2 minute mindset to a 4 minute mindset. We thought we had some right calls to get some stops. We played some man-to-man in that scenario to do that, and we didn't get the stop at the end, especially on the third down. So, like I said, it doesn't come down to one play, but having those stops at the end give us another shot to go get it definitely, you know, stings.
The fourth and one play from the 10-yard line, how did you do that?
The one where we got stopped?
Yeah.
Yep. It was just mindset. We thought we had a good look. We had the right play on for what we thought would be the right call. They defended it, but going into it, we were hoping to get, you know, a specific look against a call. We weren't able to get it done. Yeah, I'll have to look at the tape on that one. Generally, there's a lot of, you know, battling that goes for it. Most times, everybody thinks they do.